Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amiya. How may I assist you?
Yes, what is your name?
Amiya.
Amelia. Okay, I called up just after the 21st of February because I had done a survey and I was supposed to receive some free gift for doing a survey, and then the next minute I'm charged by Imbued Wellness Daily for $59.89. And so I called up and it was canceled, the subscription, immediately. Will it still, it's on my credit card bill.
All right. I can look into it for you. Just bear with me this one brief moment. That first and last name along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Okay. The first name is Aileen, A-I-L-E-E-N.
Last name, Fraser.
Fraser, F-R-A-S-E-R.
Right. I see it. And billing address for security purposes.
225 Sugar Creek Drive, Henderson, Tennessee, 38340.
Thank you for that information, Mrs. Fraser. So, yes, ma'am, reviewing the account, I do understand that that was a survey that was taken to win a Dyson vacuum. And what that survey did come along with the Bite Hub subscription, provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. I do understand that they offer discounts, you decline, so they did go ahead and cancel that account for you. However, the transaction did go through a screening system showing that there was a non-fraudulent transaction. So that charge was valid at that time.
I don't think so. I think it was done. I was not told when I was given this gift. The wording is really, I think, deceiving because I was told that if I did this, I think it was for either Sam's or Costco, one of those places, and that if I did the survey for the survey, I think it was Sam's, I just opened a card there, that I could choose a free gift. Didn't say anything about signing up for any other Wellness Daily, whatever. And immediately I saw it. I called and I was told it was going to be canceled. So if I saw it on the 21st of February, on my bill, I always keep a check on my bill. I must have called maybe the next day, and I was told it was going to be canceled straight away. You know, I'm not prepared to pay the $59.89 for something I didn't sign up for.
So, yes, ma'am, I do understand that this is a last month charge. I do apologize if that information did go unnoticed, but the information was agreed to upon the completion of that terms and conditions. So, yes, ma'am, the account has been canceled since you emailed or called in to cancel that account, but the charge is valid and they did send you out the email with the recipes. You know, if you didn't win that
I haven't got anything.
It was sent the day that the contest was entered into, back on the 19th of February. So, yes, ma'am, your account is canceled and that charge is valid.
But I haven't received anything from recipes or anything like that. Was it supposed to be sent to me in the mail or what?
It was going to be sent to your email, ma'am.
An email? I keep a check on my emails. I haven't received anything.
This was sent back in February.
In February, yes. That was less than a month ago.
I can have them to resend it for you, but yes, ma'am.
And, you know, I'm going to actually speak to my credit card company about this because, I think it's really, it's deceiving because you must be catching everybody.
No, ma'am, the information, customers are aware of the information before they complete the terms and conditions. However, ma'am, your account is canceled, and I do hope they get that situated for you, but I do appreciate you for calling customer service, and you enjoy your day.
Well, no, I haven't finished yet. What am I going to get for the $59.89 that I paid for? I haven't received anything.
We sent the recipes to your email, ma'am. I can most definitely make sure they resend it for you.
You better send it to me.
Right, 24 to 48 hours when you'll receive that email, all right?
Yeah, and I do not like it. I think this is a very deceiving transaction.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that you expressed that once before, but I do apologize if it went unnoticed.
If I express it again, yeah.
Right. You have every right to do so, but yes, ma'am, just letting you know, I understand. However, your account is canceled, and would you like a cancellation number or anything? Everything is still canceled since it was canceled.
I would.
So C as in Charlie, 920-447-094.
What, can you go a little bit slower?
C as in Charlie.
Charlie, 920-440.
No, 447.
7-094. Yes. 094. Okay. Well, I don't know what kind of world we're living in now.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm glad that we was able to go ahead and go over the account, but I do appreciate you for calling customer service, and you enjoy your day, all right?
I will try to. Thank you.
No problem.